Recorded Books Romance presents How to Drive a Dragon Crazy by G.A. Aiken, narrated by Morgan Hallett and directed by Kathleen Gormley.
Chapter 1. The orders from their queen had been direct and to the point. Stop the Iceland dragons from regrouping and attacking the Northland dragons on their coast. The Northlanders had been holding their own for years, pushing the Iceland dragons, called the Spikes, back to their territorial lines and holding them there. Yet the Mirunak were the ones who stopped the Spikes from ever really gathering enough forces in one place, at one time, to push their way back into the Northlands and putting the dragons' warlords' territories at risk. It hadn't been easy, though. Not for them. For they were the Mirunak, and they were all fire breathers trapped in one of the harshest lands known to dragon or gods. The Icelands, with their hard winters and their even harder people. But that's why the Mirunak had been sent here. Because among their own, the Mirunak were considered hard and harsh. They didn't belong. They were the outcasts, the troublemakers, the pit fighters. They were the ones you didn't want setting up camp near your cave. But if you'd run out of options, then they were the ones you called. They were the ones who killed, for their honor, for their queen, and because they were all really bloody good at it. Mirunak Legion Commander Angor landed on the mountaintop and watched his troops move in. As he trained them, they moved quick and quiet. Dragons they might be, one of the largest beings in the world, but that didn't mean they had to stomp everywhere. Not like the Spikes who let their snow and ice storms hide their presence. But the Mirunak didn't...